Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
Let's turn now to the issue of housing, because it's been reported that for every week of lockdown, between 700 and 800 houses will not be built. This is despite plans for the largest building programme in the history of the state in 2021. Yesterday, the government extended the ban on evictions until March, in line with Level 5 restrictions. I'm joined now by Dara O'Brien, who's Minister for Housing, Local Government and Heritage. Minister, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Colin.
Can I ask you first about that building programme? And it's been touted as the largest building programme in the history of the state in this year. Do we have to redraw the plans now, since there is no housing or construction being built, housing being built because of the construction pause?
Yeah, look, we'll certainly reassess it and we'll readjust. It's still a very ambitious plan. Housing is a priority. It's essential that we get houses built for our people. But what's also essential is that we suppress this virus and reduce the number of hospitalizations. So the decision has been taken to extend the shutdown in construction to the 5th of March. Now, what that will mean is that construction and most of activity within that sector will be closed for 9 weeks. Now,
I'm delayed by thousands of houses, though.
Yes, and it will. And that's the estimates that you quoted there are estimates that I gave Cormac, so we've been very open about it.
Yeah.
So
the target of 9,500 social homes to be built this year, how much will we have to lower that?
Well, it's very early in that process. We don't want to give a worst case scenario on it too, because we'll reassess it. I think we will deliver homes. There are some exemptions at the moment for homes that can be completed by the end of February. So there's some limited work happening on some of our social housing schemes. What we want to make sure, obviously, people within the sector, those workers are safe and we suppress the virus. But to answer your question, of course, we'll look at that. Mm-hmm. I think what I'm anxious to do is to make sure that we get the sector back open fully on the 5th of March.
I'm not going to push you too much on this, because I know it's the early days, but are you going to be lowering that 9,500 social homes target by hundreds or thousands?
I haven't made that decision yet, Cormac, and let's be honest with you. I think the estimate that I've given, and as I said, it's my own department and myself who gave that estimate of the number of homes that won't be delivered in 2021 per week of shutdown, is around 800. We haven't the split between public and private on that. I think if one could take the 2020 figures for construction, the state is building nearly half of all the homes at the moment, or contracting those homes to be built. So it will have an impact. But look, we're still ambitious for this year. Yeah. I'm working with the sector and with our local authorities to make sure that we're ready to get going on the 5th of March, that we look at how we can expedite delivery, that we look at how we can bring vacant units back into use, like we've done successfully last year, bringing back 3,600 vacant public homes back into use and allocated and occupied. So it's not all grim. We're fully funded in the sense that we have a housing budget of $3.3 billion for this year to deliver on social and public homes, to deliver on affordable homes that I've spoken with you on many occasions on this show as well. So it's a disappointment, and it is for the sector. Look, and for myself that we're not open this month. But we'll get on with it and we will do the job.
Yeah,
with roller
it's not all grim. It's not all grim, I give you that, Minister. But when you look at the facts, we have fewer homes will be delivered this year, as you've acceded to. We have an affordability crisis in the buying of homes, according to the Simon community. We'll have an increase in the foreclosure of homes, with mortgages not being paid, one would assume, with a raging recession. And you would have probably an increase in evictions following the eviction moratorium until the extension.
You're painting a deliberately dark picture there, if you don't mind me saying.
Are they not the facts?
If I could just answer it, if you put a few charges there, so you might let me just respond to them. I think firstly, we put in three very substantial pieces of rental protection, three acts that I've brought in that are protecting renters from eviction indeed. And don't forget, only 2% of tenancies end up in dispute. So we've seen a decrease there. We've seen an increase of people exiting homelessness. Our homeless numbers year on year are down overall nearly 20%. Child and family homelessness is down nearly 40%. So inroads are absolutely being made there. In relation to affordability, that is something that I've said that we are going to tackle this year. I've published the Affordable Housing Bill that's going to the Dáil in the next few weeks. There's a scheme, a number of schemes around affordable homes on public land, the shared equity scheme, and our first batch of affordable rental schemes. So these are all positive.
But you're publishing legislation, and we have the crisis raging on. And why don't we get on with this? Why don't we expedite the process?
If I can ask a question. Pandemic here. You're asking me a question. Like, let's be realistic for a second and take a step back. We're closed for 9 weeks because of a global pandemic. The virus itself does not respect any plans that are there. Our plans do not go out the window, mind you. We have brought in very substantial protections for renters. We have a really good capital program that we're going to deliver most of it this year. I think we should be afforded some time to assess the impact of the shutdown as to how what that will happen to the sector and on delivery. But I'm working with our delivery partners in the sector and our local authorities, and we will be delivering homes at scale this year. So work is still ongoing.
You don't know that for sure, because you can't tell me what your targets are.
Well, sorry, Cormac, I have said, in fairness, Cormac, I think if we be fair on this, we've set a target of 12,750 public homes for this year. That will be impacted upon because there will be no construction to speak of for a nine-week period. So any fair-minded person would understand that that's actually going to impact on the
I understand that. You've made that point a number of times. But can I ask you this? And this is crucial.
I
have given you ample time. But can I ask you this? After the last lockdown and after the moratorium on evictions was lifted the last time, there was well over 350, I think, people evicted. There weren't evictions.
They weren't. They're eviction notices that are served, not evictions that were executed. That's what and notices during a moratorium can still actually be issued. That does not mean, and a number of those were actually challenged by the RTB, and rightly so.
Okay,
so
can I put it this way? That's probably little comfort to those who were served with those notices. But
I stand corrected.
Can you give those people and those possibly facing such notices in the future any more protection?
Yeah, I think it's a really good question. What we have right now is the blanket eviction ban, save for criminal or serious antisocial behaviour. So the vast, vast bulk of people are covered completely by the eviction ban, and that's working. We've two other protections that I brought in last year, and one is in relation to a self-declaration where someone's income has been affected by the COVID pandemic, and they are protected fully from eviction up to the end of April. Why I brought in the legislation around the 5 kilometre restriction, it means that any time that kicks in, that automatically the eviction ban comes into play. It is a very useful tool and a very useful protection that I brought in as Housing Minister, and I want to see it used and used appropriately, which it is being done. There are further protections which we brought in for renters around rent arrears, around helping people get out of rent arrears. One really practical thing is actually the emergency rent supplement, which I would say to listeners and anyone who's listening, of someone who's having difficulty paying their rent because they've lost their job or their income has been reduced, to access that payment.
Okay.
So thankfully we've actually been successful in protecting people there. And I read the report with regard to the eviction notices being issued. No one can stop a notice in itself being issued, but it has no effect within a moratorium, and the clock doesn't start.
Isn't it a shocking state of affairs, what we discussed in this programme yesterday, the Chartered Surveyors report, when they say that a couple who has a deposit of €60,000 and an income of €150,000 per annum, that they won't be able to afford
an apartment.
Yes. A two-bed apartment in Dublin City Centre. I mean, everybody nearly is priced out of Dublin now.
No, and that's it. And look, I met with the Society of Chartered Surveyors yesterday, and I went through their report in detail with them. It's a really useful piece of work. It highlights issues that I'm acutely aware of and that I've been discussing publicly, and that's why I'm so anxious to bring forward our affordable rental and our affordable purchase scheme. In the budget, we've affordability measures of just short of €500 million for this year to help people bridge that affordability gap. But there's an issue within the report around costs as well. And we have seen, if you look at the report in detail, Cormac, that thankfully since 2018, there's actually, particularly in suburban areas, a reduction in the cost and the prices of apartments of up to 9%. That hasn't been widely reported, but that is in the report too. Okay. A lot more needs to be done on it, but that's why I firmly believe that the affordability measures and putting home ownership back at the centre of our response in relation to the housing crisis is really what we need to do.
More to do, says you. Can I ask you one more quick question, if you don't mind?
Of course.
It relates to the quarantine plan that was announced yesterday. So many questions around that. Very briefly, do you accept that it's unworkable? That it's unworkable unless the government gives the Garda powers to enter somebody's hotel room if they're quarantining there, or self-isolating if they give the Garda powers to enter somebody's home. Unworkable if you don't give the Garda those powers. Would you agree?
No, I don't think it's unworkable, firstly, and actually work is ongoing right now to publish the regulations actually tomorrow and Friday. I think we have to remember and put it in context that, you know, the travel into Ireland and inward travel is down over 95%. We've, even with the increase in cases that we've seen over the last number of weeks, unfortunately, a tiny percentage of them relates to inward foreign travel. But no, I think the plan that's being put together will work. It will give the required resources and powers to the state and to our Gardaí to insist upon quarantine, that some will quarantine at home, others coming from specific countries will be quarantining in particular facilities such as hotels adjacent to the airport and that. But those regulations will be published. They'll be published between Thursday and Friday of this week. And no, it won't be unworkable.
They'll work? Okay.
I do indeed.
Oh, okay. Look, come here, I'll let you go. Before I let you go, by the way, you weren't at this meeting addressed by Bertie Ahern last night.
No, on my own.
They weren't looking for a messiah, were they?
I wasn't at the meeting, Cormac. I'm dealing with very serious issues that you're asking me about. But thanks for your interest. It's appreciated.
I'm always interested, as you know. Minister Dara O'Brien of Fianna Fáil, thank you very much indeed.